Welcome back to the game. Tyler Dreiling, Mitch Fortner with you. K-State baseball at 6 o'clock. Pre-game coverage at 6 o'clock. First pitch at 6:30 against in-state rival Wichita State. The Wildcats have been pretty hot over the last week and a half or so. They got a sweep over the weekend against Abilene Christian. They are now sitting at 24-20 on the year. They have their final Big 12 home series of the season coming up this weekend against Oklahoma. K-State is 4-11 in the Big 12, so they are looking to fight back out of the cellar in the Big 12 so that they can qualify for the Big 12 tournament coming up later this month. Also, Wichita State is 21-22 so far this year, and they are 6-6 in the Missouri Valley. We are hoping to get Mitch Holtis with us on the line here in the next couple of minutes so we can talk to him about the Chiefs draft. Coming up in the second hour today, we will be joined by John Kurtz from Twain Family Stadium to talk about K-State baseball, and we will have Jabroni of the Week at 5:50. But the beginning of the second hour is going to have some pretty interesting discussion. ESPN put an article out earlier today saying that K-State's hype is overblown, talking about their hype for the college football playoff this season. And they made some interesting points. I'm going to be wearing my purple-tinted glasses for that segment. I can tell you that right now. But at 5:25, in light of Nick Saban signing a contract extension with Alabama that's going to result in him making $11 million this season, I posted a poll to my Twitter, which coach is actually the better value in terms of college football coaches, Nick Saban or Bill Snyder. When you talk about Nick Saban making $11 million, Bill Snyder $3.1 million, which one is the better value? I have an answer for that may surprise you. That'll be coming up at 5:25 as well. We're still trying to get Mitch Holtis on the line. It was a very interesting draft for the Kansas City Chiefs. There's no doubt about that. Patrick Mahomes going at number 10 overall to Kansas City, who traded up to get him. He probably will not play this coming season, and I would guess it'll be a couple of seasons before we will actually see him on the field. But Andy Reid has such a good reputation of developing quarterbacks, doing so with Donovan McNabb. He had a hand in Brett Favre's development as well, and the Chiefs seem to believe that Patrick Mahomes could be in that kind of category if everything goes well with him, and this is a chance that the Chiefs have not taken as an organization in a very long time. Some other Chiefs-related news from this afternoon, mentioned it earlier in this hour. Jamaal Charles, former Chiefs running back, is now going to be playing against the Chiefs a couple of times this season, at least for this coming season, as just in the last 10 minutes it was announced that he has signed a one-year deal worth $3.25 million with the Denver Broncos. So it'll be very strange to see him in the blue and orange coming up a couple of times this year. But Jamaal Charles, the NFL's all-time leader in yards per carry, has been hampered by so many injuries over the course of his career. He deserved an opportunity to, you know, find one last spot to spend the twilight of his career, and it just didn't work out money-wise with Kansas City. I'm glad that he's going to get this opportunity. I just hope that he doesn't end up burning the Broncos a couple of times through this 2017 season, because, as we know, the window is kind of open right now for KC to make some moves in the playoffs, and it would not be fun to see the Broncos take back the AFC West this season with Jamaal Charles leading their rushing attack. Mitch, what's going on the other side of the glass? We got Mitch over there?
Not yet. Still trying to get a hold of him.
Okay, we may have to push that to the second hour if we have to rearrange things. That'll be okay. We'll just head to another break right now, and then we'll come back and finish off the first hour. We may be able to get Mitch on for that. Still working on it. But remember to stay with us for the second hour. A lot of K-State football discussion, including the discussion of how well-regarded K-State is nationally going into this season. There's really a mixed bag of results on that. We'll try to get Mitch Holtis on the line for you coming up to finish off hour one of the game next.